Why you so delulu? What a fantastic word I picked up today from delusional, specifically in the sense of it is so because I believe so or I decided so, just now committed to the Cambridge Online Dictionary in way of documenting our ever-evolving use of language. Its origins in the K-pop scene with people having delusions over their favorite celebrities, but it's since picked on a broader user base. Let us explore. In way of an example true to the origins, say for example, I am delulu that any one of these days Lady Gaga will show up in a black Ferrari and we shall cruise into the forever sunset. Or any one of these days Lord Jesus will descend from the clouds, be my buddy and right all the wrongs done unto me. Well, okay, those are all cool ideas, inspirational, but you cannot live by them, you cannot make them the prime anchors of your life. If you do, you are rather delulu. But there's much more to delulu than your pipe dreams or the other teenagers' fantasies. Let's dig a couple of layers deeper. So basically, blinded by your desire, you affirm something as reality and truth, even where it actually is not. Let's look at how the flavors of deluluness come into being. At the most visceral baseline, we are looking at coping and defense mechanisms. We are in denial of certain realities because if it were otherwise, it would entirely shatter us, it would destroy us, and therefore we choose to believe otherwise, and that is our truth. The second delulu is born of our emotions. We feel very strongly about something ungrounded, but our infatuation with this emotion becomes the fabric of our reality. It becomes a truth because we feel it so strongly, and that is delulu. The third delulu spawns from your fertile intellect. You spend your days busy thinking about how things are, might be not, modeling ideas to a point where you forget to ground them in the facts of what actually is all about you and within yourself, and you enter this mesh of thought constructs, all delulu. The fourth delulu is your self-infatuation and the myths you weave around your identity, how you attach to particular sense of the self and how you try to show off your persona, your profile, as something that it in actuality is not. You do not ground yourself in reality, you do not temper your identity with actuality, and you are a delulu. So all of this deluluness disconnects you from actuality, blocks you from working with the reality, rilulu or trululu, the truth of things, and as such, you live in hallucinations, and only when you snap out of them, you actually begin to progress on your own path of evolution in reality. There is no such manifestation, the becoming of a particular reality. Simply from your desire or conviction, there is no magic reality that would unfold by the power of prayer without you going through the works necessary. There is no make it till you fake it. Do you become an airline pilot simply by believing hard that you can actually do it? If you indulge in real life with these hallucinated self-capacities as if your intention and belief and affirmation were concrete reality, you put others in jeopardy and you also compromise your own inner platform. Your foundations are muddled, you stand nowhere, and as such, in reality, you will accomplish nothing. So, less delulu, please. Delulu for your inspiration and quirky ideas. But let's be trululu, and from that, solulu follows. We actually land with real-life solutions. Be rilulu. Live in the reality of things. Take it from there, and progress you shall make.